One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
I was going to bring you our regular Hour One Nugget from 2 Peter, the second chapter. But as I was writing on Facebook today, right at the very beginning of this program, I wrote these words. Come and drink from the fountain of life. Here on Worship Radio 247, and you will be blessed. I wrote those words, and I felt very strongly, leading up to this point, that the Lord wanted me to talk to you from Psalm 36. So we're going to go to Psalm 36 today, and we're going to go to verse 5 and onwards. It says this: Your unfailing love, O Lord, is as vast as the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches beyond the clouds. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountains, your justice like the ocean depths. You care for people and animals alike, O Lord. How precious is your unfailing love, O God. All humanity finds shelter in the shadow of your wings. Watch this. Verse 8. You feed them from the abundance of your own house, letting them drink from the rivers of delight. Rather, from your river of delights. For you are the fountain of life, the light by which we see. Pour out your unfailing love on those who love you. Give justice to those with honest hearts. What an awesome set of verses there in Psalm 36. Beloved, listen to me. I believe that this word is specifically for someone who is listening to this broadcast right at this very moment. And because I believe already you know it's for you, I want you to listen. Listen intently. You say these words, you feed them, and this is a prayer. This is David praying here. And he's acknowledging the greatness of Almighty God, and he says this: You feed them from the abundance of your own house, letting them drink from your river of delights. Beloved, that is you. That is me. That is what we have from Almighty God. You see, He loves us so abundantly that He always said that He will feed us. He will give us that which we need. Give us this day our daily bread, says the Lord Jesus as He's teaching us to pray in Matthew 6 from verse 9. Give us this day our daily bread. The Lord said to you that He will supply all your needs, and He will supply all your needs. But not only, beloved, does He supply all of your needs, but He says this, David says this, he declares this: You feed them from the abundance of your own house. Can you imagine the house where the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords lives? Can you imagine that? Can you imagine the splendor and the majesty? I mean, if you're British and you've been past Buckingham Palace, maybe you're not British and still you've been past Buckingham Palace. Have you been past that place? Have you been in there? Have you seen the abundance and the opulence of Buckingham Palace? And Buckingham Palace is just one of the palaces where Our Majesty the Queen lives. There is opulence and there is abundance there. Well, we're talking about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Remember this. Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II at the end of her days, will have to bow her knee to Almighty God. Why? Because he is the King of Kings. And yet the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords says to you today, I will feed you from the abundance of my own house, letting you drink from my river of delights. What do you think that could mean? Can you imagine God's river of delights? He's saying to you today, I am the fountain of life, the light by which you see. That's who he is. And that's what he has for you today. He's saying he has this for you today. David goes on to pray and says, pour out your unfailing love on those who love you. Give justice to those with honest hearts. This is your time. This is the time when you need to come to the river, to come to the fountain and drink. Drink all you need to drink. Because he is saying that's what he wants to do. He's saying he wants to supply your needs. He's saying he wants to feed you. And he wants you to partake of his river of delights. Beloved, you just need to acknowledge that. That's all you've got to do. Acknowledge it and say, yes, that's what I want. Yes, I believe you, Lord. I believe you're in a situation where you're having some sort of doubt or some sort of problem. That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the problem is or the doubt is. That is not what is of concern. What is of concern right now is that you understand that today and every day you have that opportunity. I know you've been waiting for this word. I know it like I know it like I know it like I know it. You've been waiting for this word to set you free, to set you on a pathway you never believed possible. And all you need to do to be set free and to venture out onto this pathway is to just acknowledge that he loves you with an unfailing love. Just acknowledge that he is going to supply your needs. On Friday, we were at this conference, and whilst I was at this conference, the guy at the front was talking about the abundance of God, and he was talking about finances, actually. And when finances are measured and talked about, I tend to slip out. I tend to go off into my own world because I don't like talking about finances, basically. And as he was talking, I was interested in what he was saying. He was talking about the abundance of Almighty God, that he will supply our needs. And as that was happening, I began to pray. I started to pray, and I said, Father, I pray in Jesus' name that you would give us back the money that we lost because of a certain circumstance. Basically, we were ripped off. And I just wanted the Lord to supply us back that money we had lost. And let me tell you what happened. As I prayed that, within 2 minutes, a woman approached me and she said to me, the Lord is telling you right now that he will supply you back the money that you lost twofold. That's what she said. And so I know that my Redeemer lives. I know the abundance of Almighty God. And all you need to do now is to say yes, that you will drink from the river of his delights. Just say those words right now, beloved. Just say, right now, I will drink from his wonderful and beloved delights. Just say those words now, as I'm talking to you. Just say, "Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I will drink from the fountain of life." Say it. "Yes, Lord. I will drink from the fountain of life." Thank you, Jesus. Just know this, beloved. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will always be there. He will always love you with an unfailing love. As it says in Psalm 36 and verse 9, it says, "For you are the fountain of life, the light by which we see. Pour out your unfailing love on those who love you. Give justice to those with honest hearts." Father God, I pray now, as we are worshiping you in spirit and in truth, that you would pour out your unfailing love on those that love you. And I declare from my heart, Lord, I love you with all of my heart, with all of my soul, and with all of my mind. And I know my brothers and sisters feel the same way, Lord. And so I ask you, pour out your unfailing love on those that love you now, in the name of Jesus. Father, I'm going to pray that prayer for those that love you in that way, who are not even listening to this program, who are not even listening to this broadcast. I just want you to pour out your love on them now, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah and glory to God. And as I said what I would do, I will repeat this song right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.